The following program is sponsored by MidAmerica Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information Express does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow. This is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of MidAmerican Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is your host, Mark Falter, coming back at you again another week, and I've got an exciting show planned for us today. Today, we want to cover topics that I do public workshops on these topics, and I spend, when I do them, hour on each one. So hold on to your hats there, people. We are going to cover a lot of information in a short period of time, but I know that somebody out there listening right now is going to get some value out of one of these topics. We're going to talk about the importance of Social Security planning in the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about required minimum distributions, because after Social Security planning, then comes RMDs. And then what comes after RMDs? Estate planning. Literally, it's in that sequence if you think about it. And we're going to get right at it. But one of the things I'll tell you, if you've got questions, if you want to give us a call for any reason, really, toll-free number, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or you can go to us, check us out on the web at www.retirementincomedoctor.com, 800-611-1966. So with no further ado, let's get off into Social Security because we only got a few minutes left here. First things first, some of you here listening to our show, thinking about going out and collecting on Social Security early, you're thinking about doing that because you're thinking Social Security is going to go under. Well, it just ain't true. There's a thing called the OASDI Trust Fund. That's where the Social Security checks are coming from. Believe me when I tell you, no president on his watch wants to see that thing. You got to understand that involves more than just Social Security. It would be catastrophic if that happened. Now, let me tell you some facts real quick about Social Security. Social Security, now these are a little bit old figures, but still, same thing's going on. 2014, the OASDI Trust Fund, that's where Social Security checks come from, was worth $2.789 trillion. In 12/31/15, same time, 1 year later, it's worth $2.81 trillion. In 2015, the total income from Social Security was $920 billion, billion. Total expenditures, $897 billion. Net increase, $23 billion, okay? So Social Security is still making money. Now, does Social Security have some problems in the future? Yes, it does. No doubt about it. They know they got a problem coming in year 2034. But most of you that are just now getting ready to go claim on Social Security, they're 62 and thinking, I don't want to go get while the getting's good. Hey, you know, there's some strategies out there that could help you get more out of Social Security. Don't rush out there and take it because you think it's going to go away. It ain't going away. Congressional changes are taking place right now that are going to make this thing last longer. Heck, we saw the file and suspend go away. Some of you may remember the file and suspend. It's where a higher earning spouse could file and the lower earning spouse with the lower PIA could go and claim. and the higher earning spouse didn't have to actually take the check. All they had to do was file. Well, you can't do that anymore. But here's my point. The elimination of file and suspend saved them a bundle. So there's a lot of things going into play that's going to allow it to last longer. So there is a lot of security with Social Security still yet. So how does one determine their Social Security check? Well, it's basically based on how much you earned over your lifetime or your working career and the age in which you apply for benefits. And what they do is they take this amount and they actually tally it up at age 62. A lot of folks don't know that. They take your highest 35 years at age 62 and come up with a thing called your AIME, your average income monthly earnings. And then they take this by 3 bend points, and I won't take the time to explain all that, but the bottom line is they come up with your Social Security check. Then, as you well may know, or you may know out there, if you take it early, you get penalized. If you wait, you get not penalized. The opposite of what do you call that? You would get a bonus. That's what I'm looking for. Let's talk about that for a minute. Your full retirement age is 66. Let's just say that. At 66, you would get 100% of your check. Well, if you take it at 62, you're going to get a 25% cut. Let's say your full retirement age is 67. You take it at 62, you're going to get a 30% cut. So taking it early costs you money. What happens if you wait past 66? You get bonused 8% per year. 8% per year. That's important. One of the things I talk about in my workshops, and by the way, if you want to get some extremely useful information, give us a call. We will put you up into one of our workshops. It is totally free. I do not sell anything at these workshops. Nothing is for sale. Don't bring your checkbook. It is free information. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I do a darn good Social Security workshop. I've had multiple people tell me that. We've actually been on multiple different radio shows across the nation talking about Social Security because we know a little bit about it. But the point of what you'll hear me talk about in my workshops is a free analysis. So you can do one of two things. If you want to learn more about Social Security, come to one of our free workshops. If you want to get that analysis run on you, that will tell you what is your primary strategy. Now, what the heck is primary strategy? See, where it works against you, these penalties for taking it early, you can get these things working to your benefit by the utilization of spousal benefits. And you can take a spousal and let yours grow and let it get 8% and so forth. But these are all called strategies. Well, we have a software that will actually do the strategies for you. You've heard me talk about it on other shows. Well, you may have gone to other or gotten mailings from other people, advisors, whatever you want to call them, that are willing to do Social Security workshops. Actually, some of them are willing to feed you. But ultimately, what happens at these workshops? You go, you listen, and at the end of the day, they want to try to sell you something. I do them. I want to educate people. Well, let me tell you this. If you want to skip the whole workshop thing, just skip it. Give us a call, and we will run the analysis for you. We've got a software program. We actually looked at about 5 of them. We ended up with this one right now that we've got. It's a pretty entailed software. And what it does is it will show you your strategy. Because, you know, I tell everybody at the workshops, at the end of the day, everybody's question is the same thing. What about my situation? Well, it'll show you what you should do with your situation. We're going to need your what's called PIA, which is your primary insurance amount, your full retirement age, Social Security number. We're going to need your wife's full retirement age, or husband's, should I say, spouse's. That was the right word. Spouse's full retirement age, Social Security number. And we take them and run them through the software. You give us a call, you give us your email, we'll run your numbers, and we'll email it back to you. It's about a 27-page report. We will do it for free and quickly. You want to give us a call? Give us a call. 800-611-1966, 800-611-1966, or check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. So let's talk a little bit about spousal benefits. What the heck is a spousal benefit on Social Security? Social Security spousal benefits is 1/2 of the primary worker's full retirement age Social Security. So if you got John's, who has a full retirement age amount coming in of $2,000 a month, and Jane would get $800 a month, Jane could take a spousal, assuming John's taking his check, and move up to $1,000. She gets $200 a month more. A spousal benefit, long and the short of it, is 1/2 of the primary earner's Social Security. All right, let's talk about divorce spouse benefits. Well, basically, I'll give you the long and the short of divorce spouse benefits. It's the same as spousal benefits. Nothing changes if you're divorced, except that marriage has to have lasted at least 10 years. So if your marriage lasted at least 10 years, the prior marriage, of course, and you are remaining unmarried, you can go back and take spousal benefits. Now, I joke with my group when I do these Social Security workshops. I tell them, you don't know how many people, and I'm actually not joking when I tell you this. You don't know how many people I've had come into my office and say, if I would have known that, I could have put up with them for 4 more months. You know, of course, everybody laughs. But, you know, those divorcees, they're thinking of somebody when they laugh. Survivor benefits. Let's talk about those. Survivor benefits. Basically, you move up to the decedent's Social Security check. So if Joe and Julie are married, Joe's benefit's $2,000, Julie's is $1,200. Joe dies. What's Julie get? She gets $2,000. Oh, and income. Now listen here. This is important. Income limitations, for the most part, come off at full retirement age, 66. Or if you're 67, whatever your full retirement age is. Income limitations. What's that mean? You can collect those benefits. So if you are listening now and you think, man, you know, I'm 67 and a half. I had a spouse that died 3 years ago. Why am I not collecting? Let me tell you something. Survivor benefits and spousal benefits do not increase past full retirement age, past age 66 or 67. There's no 8% bonuses on that. If you're in that situation and you're curious as to whether or not you should claim on that, give us a call. We will run the analysis and email it back to you, and it will answer all of your questions. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Now, I am going to have to stop for the first break. I hate to do that. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to cover a little bit more Social Security. And then we're going to get off into required minimum distributions. But again, if you're listening right now and you're thinking we're there, we're wanting to claim on Social Security, Social Security is going to be half of our retirement. And you're curious, give us a call. We'll run that analysis for you for free. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or check us out on the web, www.retirementincomedoctor.com. We will be back in a minute. Do not touch that dial. See ya.
By specializing in the entire universe of more conservative income and dividend-paying options outside of the stock market, as well as sharing a philosophy of not being married to any specific investment or strategy, we've been able to work with our clients to help create a roadmap and give them a great deal of individual attention so they can focus on enjoying their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There's no retirement without income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
All right, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. Before the break, we talk about Social Security. We talk about spousal benefits. We talk about the importance of waiting, not taking it early. And I want to cover a few more things on Social Security before we take our next break. Here's the issues you got to think about. There's strategies. Lots of strategies that you can claim. I could cover 3 or 4 or 5 of them on the air right now. There's way more than 5. Hey, how many of you want to take a guess on how many different ways there are for a married couple to claim on Social Security? Come on, guess. 567, if you're wondering. Used to be over 700 prior to the elimination of file and suspend. So rather, and it's like I tell my group, 567, we're going to cover everyone on the air right now. We're going to cover everyone. No, we're not going to do that. We got a software program that will cover that. Give us a call. We will run the analysis for you for free. No cost, no obligation. Seriously, it's 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. All right. There is one more thing I want to talk about on Social Security, and then I'm going to get off that topic. And that is taxes. How many of you think that Social Security is taxed? Well, those of you that think it's taxed are right. Those of you that think it's not are right. It's possible that it may not be taxed. It depends on a thing called your provisional income. Your provisional income equals your adjusted gross income plus one half of your Social Security. Based on that and the amount that is, it runs a sliding scale. The higher it gets, the more your Social Security is going to get taxed. The lower it is, the less. I guarantee you this. As I sit here and record this show, I guarantee you someone is on the other end of this radio show listening to this right now that is in a position where I call it, they are in negative numbers with the IRS. What does that mean? That means their provisional income is down low. That means they have very little income outside of Social Security. That means they're 65. They're not being forced to take out of their retirement plans yet. And they basically have very little income. Their provisional income's low. You flip over to their second page on their tax form. They got their standard deductions. They got their exemptions, and it's going into negative numbers. Well, guess what? The Internal Revenue Service does not recognize negative numbers. Zero. That's the last number they know of. When I see these scenarios, it frustrates me because I look at that and I think to myself, the advisor didn't mention anything to them about looking at their taxes. The tax person didn't mention anything to them about, hey, do you have investments? That person could be taking money out of that old 401k or that IRA and be getting it out tax-free, putting it over into a Roth and letting it grow tax-free. They could be taking it out in the amount that they are in negative numbers with the IRS. I see this happen every year. I guarantee someone is listening right now. If you want to know that if you're in negative numbers with the IRS, you could still take money out and still not raise the tax on your Social Security, give us a call. We can figure that out for you in about 5 minutes on the telephone. No cost, no obligation. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. I literally flew through Social Security fast, and I apologize. But if you want to get into one of our workshops, give us a call, and we'll put you in one of our workshops free of charge, and you can listen to it, and we talk a lot more about it there. Or give us a call. We'll run the analysis for you. I like to put things back in your hands that you can get value out of. I'm going to tell you, that analysis, when I run them, I will typically see it make a $150,000 difference over a person's lifetime on how much they're going to get out of Social Security. All right. Enough of that. We are going on to topic number two. Topic number two, as I promised you, is required minimum distributions. What is a required minimum distribution? It is obviously a required amount that's got to come out of your qualified plans, your IRAs, your 401ks, anything that's qualified. It's like I tell people in the workshop, and again, I do another workshop on these required minimum distributions. If you got a qualified plan, if it begins with a 4, such as a 457, a 401k, a 403b, all these things, or an IRA, you got to take some money out of it. At 70 and a half. Now, there's an exception to that rule. Let's say you're 70 and a half, 71, 72, and you're still working at the company, and you got a 401k through them. You don't have to take it out of that 401k, but you do out of the other ones, the old ones. So you got to get it out. You got to get it out by a certain age. What is that age? It is the year you turn 70 and a half. The year you turn 70 and a half. Now, how do they come up with how much you have to take out? Well, the long and the short of it is there is a thing, and you can write this down. It is Publication 590, Publication 590 by the IRS. It's basically the Uniform Lifetime Table. It tells you what your life expectancy is. Your life expectancy is not how you feel that day. It is an actual number that the IRS gives you. At a 70-year-old's age, when they have to start taking a required minimum distribution, their life expectancy is 27.4. Okay, so you take the total amount of your IRAs and qualified plans from the year prior, and you divide them by 27.4, and that will tell you your required minimum distribution for that first year. Now, let's be careful here, and let's talk about how you come up with the total of your IRAs. You got to take them from December 31st of the year prior. All right, and then you come up with the amount of your required minimum distribution. Now, let me give you a real quick example here. All right, let's talk about a person 73 years old. The 73-year-old person, their life expectancy number, and you can Google this, you'll see it, It's 24.7. That's their life expectancy number. They got a total of $158,225 in IRAs, and that was the total amount of all of them as of 12/31 of the year prior. You divide it by 24.7, because they're 73-year-old, and you come out with $6,406. Well, that's the required minimum distribution. That's how much you got to get out. All right? Now, you forget. You don't take it out. You discover this in June of the next year, and you get audited. Anybody want to guess at what the penalty is on that $6,406? It is $3,203. It is a very hefty penalty. It is a 50% penalty. That is the highest penalty that the IRS has got. So you got to make sure and get it out. You got to make sure and get it out on time. You got to make sure and figure these things out right. If you are in a situation that you don't know what your required minimum distribution is, if you want to have a person double check it, if you just want to have a second set of eyes look at things and make sure it's right, because you don't want to be wrong on this, I'm telling you, give us a call. I can do it in 10 minutes over the phone. No cost, no obligation. Again, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Now, let's talk a little bit about required minimum distributions here and some of the other factors pertaining to them. The question sometimes comes up, what if I have a IRA and a 401k and I'm not working anymore? Well, you got to take it out of both of them, but you got to take the amount of the RMD that applies to the IRA out of the IRA and the amount that applies to the 401k out of the 401k. You can't mix and match. This is one of the reasons people move 401ks over to IRAs. How does the amount of money that you take out get taxed? It gets taxed as ordinary income and comes in at your marginal tax rate. What the heck is your marginal tax rate? There are actually 7 tax rates out there. 10, 15, 25, 28, 33, 35, and 39.6. If you make married couple filing jointly $75,000 a year, you've got money running through 3 tax brackets, your 10, your 15, and your 25. Not everything gets taxed at 25 like people think. But when you take your RMD out, it will come in at that highest tax bracket. Now, let's go back to topic number one that we talked about before the break. We talked about Social Security getting taxed. Well, guess what raises the tax on your Social Security? Your required minimum distribution. Hate to break the news to you, but it does. All right, so but you got to get those things out on time. Now, I'm going to spend just another minute on RMDs and talk about a thing called a decedent IRA. Now, how does this apply to RMDs? Let's say that you and your spouse both die together and you pass this money on to the kids. This is a conversation that everybody should have with their children and let them know about decedent IRAs. What is a decedent IRA? Well, let's say you have $400,000 that's passing on. You and your spouse die together, pass it on to those kiddies, and those kiddies get them. 2 children, let's say. Well, they got 2 choices. Take the money and run. That's not a good choice. They could do it, but they're going to be taxed out the, you know what? Or they could defer it. By deferring it, they could do what's called a decedent IRA. And again, this is something you need to have a conversation with your kids about and let them know that. And they have to take little required minimum distributions over their life. That's my point in bringing this up. So that's a little bit about RMDs. We are going to stop for another break. So we talked about Social Security, RMDs, and when we come back, we're going to just touch on estate planning. So again, first part, what I said was, if you are curious about Social Security, what strategy should you use? Give us a call. We will run a 27-page report on what strategy works best for you. Personally, it's personalized for you. If you're curious about your RMDs, give us a call. We can give you some information on that. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Do you think the market is going up or is it going down? Do you know when it will go up or down? What happens when it's down and you're taking withdrawals from your retirement account? This can have devastating consequences. Avoid the stock market roller coaster.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Okay, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Show. And the very first part of the show before the first break, we talked about Social Security. We talked about the fact that if you are curious as to what Social Security strategy you should use, you need to give us a call. We will email you, no cost, no obligation. We just need a few numbers from you. A 27-page report on your Social Security tells you what you should do. And then we talked about required minimum distributions, the importance of taking those out, that if you screw it up and they find out, the Internal Revenue Service will fine you 50% of that RMD. You got a $60,000 RMD, they'll fine you 30 grand on it. So it's important to have it figured out right. But if you're curious about either one of those, give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966, 800-611-1966. Now, I want to touch a little bit about or a little bit on estate planning. All right. That's a topic that's kind of near and dear to my heart. I'm going to hit a few high points on this, and by no stretch, let me clarify something. I am not an attorney, all right? Now, I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night. No, I'm just kidding now. I am not an attorney, but in all seriousness, we have one of the best in the city estate planning attorneys that works on our staff. His name is Phil. Well, he works on our staff, and he does our estate planning for us. And fortunately, you know, I've dealt with a lot of estate plans. I refer everything to him when it comes to the actual writing of the documents. Now, but I want to cover a few things pertaining to estate planning. First of all, the importance of an estate plan. You know, it's like I tell everybody, if you are listening and you're in Kansas and you don't have an estate plan, Kansas has got one figured out for you. Kansas's version. If you're in Missouri, they got one figured out for you. It's Missouri's version. And trust me when I tell you, it's not the one you want. You want to have this stuff lined out before something happens to you. Why? Well, avoid probate is one. Number two, it's going to remove a lot of tough emotional decisions and financial decisions that your kid's going to have to make. Number three, you know, kind of a morbid thought, but we all think we're going to die kind of quick. I mean, think about it. If you think, how am I going to die? Nobody knows, but you think you're going to die. You hope you're going to die quick. What if you linger on for a while? Well, that's where the health care directive comes in the estate plan. But the estate plan covers all this stuff, lines everything out the right way. But one of the biggest things that it does is it helps you avoid probate. Now, people say, well, I got a will. I'm not going to go through probate. I got news for you. A will go through probate. It is a public process, probate is. Public process. How many of you want to have your stuff publicized upon your death? So, you know, some people don't care. That's fine with them. But I'm just telling you some of the differences between the wills and the trust. You know, in any good estate plan, it's going to have a clear disposition of assets. It's going to have beneficiaries listed, both primary and contingent. And you can go as deep as you want with those contingents. You can have contingents for the contingents. And one thing you got to remember is when you have contingents, you're going to want to have it either per capita or per stirpes. What the heck is per stirpes means? Well, I found that most people that pass away when they're in their 70s, they want the money to go to their grandkids, all right? Well, if you want it to go to those grandkitties, in other words, let's say that you pass away, you got a child, but the child dies with you. You want that child's money to go to the grandkids, the children of the child? That's per stirpes. If you don't remember this term ever being brought up, you don't have it per stirpes. Per capita is the default setting. Now, if you are curious as to whether you've got your beneficiaries set up right, whether or not you even need an estate plan, you want to have a second set of eyes look at your stuff, give us a call. Toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So let's talk a little bit about some of the differences between a will and a trust. I'm going to cover just some high points here. And again, I stress, I'm not the attorney, but you know what we do is if a person actually wants to utilize us for estate planning, I give you to the attorney and let him do it. He's one of the best in the city, and I can almost guarantee you you're not going to find a price close to his for an estate plan. Wills and trusts. A will go through probate. A will is kind of like the big old beneficiary listing. It covers everything. What's the trust do? It actually can contain things. But you own the trust. You put things in. You pull things out of the trust. And one, let me talk to you a little bit about one of the stats that I have discovered with trusts. Would you believe me if I told you that 7 out of 10 trusts in the United States of America today never get funded? Never get funded. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I did a trust. I've never heard that term, get your trust funded. Well, if you didn't hear the term, you may not have done it. If you did a trust and you went out there and spent $3,000 on that trust and you never funded it, it's like not having one. It's a bunch of expensive paperwork. If you're curious as to whether your trust got funded or not, we can tell you in 5 minutes on the phone, no cost, no obligation. Give us a call, 800-611-1966, 800-611-1966. And with any good estate plan, it's going to have a clear disposition of assets. It's going to state where things go, and it's going to have with it a durable power of attorney and a health care directive. Most people know what a health care directive will do. It'll basically let you call the medical shots for the significant other, your spouse, whatever the case is. But the durable power of attorney will let someone or let you get into someone's finances. Now, why would you need to do that? You might need to do that because, say, they're in a coma. Say it's your parent and you need to still continue to pay those bills. Well, any good estate plan is going to have those two things with it. Now, again, I apologize for one thing. I cut a lot of these topics today short. We talked about Social Security. We talked about required minimum distributions, and we just hit on estate planning. If you want to know more information about any of these topics, we have workshops on all three of these topics. Give us a call. We'll love to put you in one of these, or shoot us an email. Email us a question. Our email address is, mine is mark@midamericantax.com. Mark, M-A-R-K, @midamericantax.com. Or more than that is give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966. We will talk to you about those questions and set you right on the right path. I have to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
By taking into account worst-case scenarios and having a more conservative approach to planning, we have been truly blessed to help hundreds of seniors in the greater Kansas City and Topeka area working towards reaching their goals and values without changing their lifestyles. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online anytime,
24/7
at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You have worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is Mark Falter coming back at you, as we do every week, and we are going to talk about a timely topic tonight, a topic that, you know, involves pretty much almost every age group, but especially the age group that is planning for retirement and in retirement now. We're going to talk today about the 6 strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income. 6 strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income. You know, I don't see a lot of different things in a lot of different people's portfolios. We see hundreds and hundreds of people a year. We don't see hundreds and hundreds of different issues. We see about 6 or 7 of them over and over again. And I thought to myself, you know, why not build a little segment here on the radio about those primary 6 areas that I see most often? Okay, strategy number 1, reduce risk. Reducing risk. You know, I see so many people in their 60s and 70s and even later on in life that have so much risk in their portfolio. You know, I'm going to spend a little time talking about what I like to refer to as the historical trends of the market. You know, the market goes through very predictable and repeatable trends. If you go back to 1999, the market has gone through two major corrections, as we well remember. You know, and really, many people are in the market today because they want reward. I mean, what is risk equal? Risk equals reward. This is what our parents tell us is what we're in it for. Well, what we've been seeing since 1999, you know, if you'd have put $10,000 in the S&P 500 in 1999, today you'd have $12,500. And that's about a 25% growth. Sounds good on the surface. When you take 25% and divide it by 16, you know what you come up with? A whole lot of nothing. Now, here's the issue. We have been through trends like this before. From 1900 to 1920, we went through what they call a secular bear trend. Now, what many of these stock market-based brokers that you so often talk to would want you to believe is that this history is totally unpredictable. So 1900 through 1920, we went through a secular bear trend where it just went sideways. A lot of bulls, a lot of bears mixed in, went sideways. 1920 through 29, we went through a bull market. 1930 through 48, another secular bear trend. 1949 through 61, a major bull market. Then 62 through 81, it happened again. 82 through 99 was the best bull market we've ever seen in history. Then what did we have happen in year 2000? 2000 through 2016 has been flat, very much like it's done the last three times. Now, if you talk to your stock market-based broker, he's going to tell you to put more money in. Why? The market's been going up. It's been going up at a record pace since 2008. Well, I got news for you. The market's being held up by a lot of government money. Unfortunately, it's not because of good earnings reports and a good economy. It's held up with matchsticks right now. Now, what's going to happen when the market takes another dip? And typically, these trends have three or more dips. In fact, if we were to pull out of this trend that we've been in since 1999, there would be three Guinness Book of World Records set. It would be the first time we've ever done it in less than 20 years. Every other trend has been 20 years or more, or very close to 20 years. It would be the first time we've ever done it with only two corrections, and the first time we've ever done it without the price-to-earnings ratios across the indices, without them being in the single digits. So literally three Guinness Book of World Records set. And as I often say in my workshops that I conduct, really a fourth Guinness Book of World Record. Nothing's ever set three, you know? Now, if you're concerned about how much risk is in your portfolio, if you're hearing your broker tell you market's healthy, add more money in, put new money in, or if you've heard your broker in 2008 say, hang in there, it'll come back. And you're sick and tired of hearing that because what you're thinking in your mind is, will it come back in a time frame that I can do something about it? Give us a call. We can spend 10 to 15 minutes with you off the air, no cost, no obligation, and see if there's too much risk in your portfolio. Give you some insight on what you can do. Our toll-free number again is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Strategy number two. Well, let's talk about strategy number one before we leave that. Reduction of risk. Strategy number two. Okay, you've reduced the risk. You sold out. You've gone to cash. What the heck do you do? Well, you plan for income, not growth. And you think, well, that's kind of crazy. I need growth. Well, you've been trying to get growth since 1999, and what's it done for you? Look at your large cap growth fund since the year 2014. It stopped growing, hadn't it? Well, guess what? The Fed stopped their quantitative easing, their funding, their buyback of $82 billion a month in treasury notes in 2014, in October. Well, here's the thing. This is the whole gist behind this whole radio show. Plan for income, as I often say, a bird in the hand versus growth, which may or may not happen. One in the bush. There's several different income plays. I mean, you've got a lot of different areas out there. I like to refer to them, since we've only got a short period of time, bond and bond type instruments. Now, I say bond type instruments. I'm not telling you sell everything and get into bonds. I'm telling you bond type instruments. A lot of things out there, preferred stock, corporate bonds, real estate investment trusts, things of that nature that pay a consistent ongoing income. Because, you know, there's three inevitable things a person has to prep for. Number one, they have to prep for the death of a spouse, potentially. Number two, they have to prep for inflation and inflation pressures pressing against their income in the future. And number three, the day they set their active incomes aside. You know, I've had so many people come into my office and say, you know what, Mark, you've been telling me this for years, but it really is all about income. So the question I simply have for you is, how much actual income is your portfolio making? Are you hoping on growth? You know, it's like I often tell people, imagine if you had a $100,000 investment property. You could do one of two things with it. You could wait for the thing to grow to $106,000 and property values go up, which may or may not happen. Or stick a renter in there. Put a five-year lease on them. You're getting $6,000 a year every year. Now, which would you rather have? Potential growth, like many advisors talk about, these stock market-based guys that are convinced the market's going up. It's like they become market cheerleaders. You can picture them with pom-poms in their hand, cheering that the market's got to go up. You understand, the market has to go up for their business model to float so they can continue to charge you 1 to 1.5% to have you in stocks and move it around and hopefully try to avoid this risk. So plan for income. Now I want to talk about what I see happen a lot in people's portfolios, a lot in 401ks. Unfortunately, in many cases, you can't do anything about it in a 401k. But what do people try to do when they try to restructure for safety? They moved to bond funds. Now, many people don't know the difference between a bond and a bond fund. Now, I want to take a minute and cover that here. What the heck's the difference between a bond and a bond fund? Well, when you buy a bond, you have really a few things going for you. You got the price of the bond, you got the par value of the bond, which is what the bond will come back to at its maturity, the par value. You got the price, you've got a guaranteed interest rate, and you got a maturity date. So I'm going to just kind of draw a picture in your mind here for a minute. Say you pay $1,000 for a bond. The par value is $1,000. Well, let's just assume you're getting a 4% guaranteed interest rate, and the maturity date is 10 years. So if you get 4%, you're going to get $40 a year every year. Now, if that bond price drops to $500, guess what your income still is? $40. If it goes to $1,100, guess what your income is? $40. Every quarter, you get $10, $40 a year. And if you hold on to the thing for 10 years, you're going to get your money back. You know, assuming you don't have company default, you just watch the bond, make sure it's good credit rated. But I see so many advisors and so many people that move from stock funds into bond funds thinking they're more safe. You understand that you've lost primary guarantee number one, the maturity date. You've lost primary guarantee number two, which is the guaranteed interest rate. The only thing you have going on here is price. And you don't have a maturity date that you can hold it until to get your money back. And guess what happens when the Fed takes interest rates up? Prices fall. So many, many people think they're getting into a more safe item by going into bond funds. And it's, yeah, you know, stock market takes another major dip like it did in 2008. You won't lose 50 or 60%, but you'll only lose 15 to 20%. Now, let me ask you, how good do you feel about losing 15 to 20%? Now, I don't know about you, but many of our clients, you know how much they want to lose? Nothing. And they definitely don't want to see their income stop. So many of these brokers are selling mutual funds, bond mutual funds, as though they're the answer to cancer. They're safe. Now, if you're in a portfolio where you see your advisors suggesting you have 50% bond funds and 50% stock funds for more safety, or you have these lifestyle funds that convert you more over to bonds than stocks as you get older, and you're curious what you can do about it, give us a call. We'll be more than happy to spend 10 to 15 minutes with you off the air, no cost, no obligation, and tell you some solutions. Again, our toll-free number is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So, we have talked about of the six strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income, three of the six strategies: reducing risk, planning for income, not growth. Growth is fickle. Income is consistent. Bonds, not bond funds. Well, let's talk about number four. Sometimes people think, I want to make things more safe. I'm going to take my money and I'm going to put it in the bank. Well, what are the banks paying right now? About 0.000, you know? And here's the issue. Now, I commend you for getting it out of the market. Hey, zero is better than negative 50. But here's the issue. You're sitting there in the bank. inflation doesn't stop. What's inflation average over the last several years? Now, actually, over the last several years, it's been pretty flat. But over the long haul, inflation averages around 2 to 3%. Well, imagine this. You've got $100,000 sitting in the bank, 3% inflation working against it. It's like you're losing $3,000 a year. Well, let me ask you something. If I said to the first five callers, I'm going to have $250 every month on the first of the month between the hours of 9 and 10 a.m. on the first Monday of every month, $250 ready at my office for you to pick up and spend. All you got to do is show up between 9 and 10 on the first Monday of every month. By the way, I'm not offering that. But if I did offer that, I guarantee there'd be a ton of you that would call and say, I want to be in the first five callers. I want that $250. Well, imagine this. You've got that money sitting in that bank. It's losing that every month due to inflation. So I commend you for moving it over there and making it more safe, better than losing money. But this is where the income strategy planning comes in. So we're talking today about the 6 strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income. So we're going to talk about the final 2 areas. Now, the importance of Social Security planning. Social Security planning. If you want to find out our workshop dates, give us a call, 800-611-1966. I do about 2 of these a month on Social Security planning. Now, you got to understand, why am I talking about this? Because the title of our show is The Retirement Income Doctor. It's all about income. Well, what's one of the biggest sources of income in retirement? Social Security. Do you know that if you take a Social Security check, you take a $2,000 a month Social Security check, you run that check out for 10 years, that's about 300 grand. You run it out for 30 years, it's about $1,000,001. Most people, unfortunately, don't even retire on that kind of money. So not planning for Social Security. And what do I talk about when I talk about planning here? Well, I'm talking about picking the right strategy. I have a software program. We use it with a lot of our clients in planning for income that actually will run an analysis on a person's Social Security. We put in your full retirement age amount of Social Security, your spouse's full retirement age Social Security, and it will run this analysis, which will tell you the number one primary, we call it the primary strategy. Well, this primary strategy, in many cases, is more than $100,000, $200,000 difference between it and the strategy that most people plan on taking. There's concepts out there called spousal benefits, where you can get half of the primary income workers, full Social Security if you're married. There's divorced spouse benefits. There's decedent spouse's benefits. All these different benefits that if you utilize these strategies right, I'll give you a little flavor of one. You take a husband and a wife, and the husband, let's say, is going to get $2,000 a month on his check. The wife, she's going to get $800. Well, did you know that if that spouse, that wife, she collects on a, and assuming they're both 66, a spousal benefit, she will get $1,000 a month, half of his amount. And here's the key. Her $800 a month still grows. What's it grow at? 8% a year. 8% a year until she's 70. She can then switch back to hers, which will be more than $1,000 a month. So utilization of these strategies is critical. Now, the Fed just made a change in April where they eliminated a strategy called file and suspend. But there's still a ton of good strategies out there. I've done radio shows, 30 minutes, just on Social Security. You can go back on our website and listen to those. Check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. You can go back and listen to those. I don't have time to go through all the strategies now. You can give our office a call and find out when our Social Security workshops are. We'd be more than happy to have you go through it. We spent an hour and a half talking about Social Security. It's very critical you pick the right strategy. So we've talked really so far about 5 strategies out of these 6 strategies. Reduction of risk, planning for income, not hoping for growth, bonds versus bond funds, not having too much money in the bank, and then the importance of Social Security planning. So I'm going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back, but hang on there. We're going to come back and talk about the final strategy right after this. But if you're curious, if you have too much risk in your portfolio, if you've got too many bonds, funds instead of bonds, if you're planning on growth instead of income, and you should be planning for income, give us a call. Or if you want to get this analysis run, definitely give us a call. We'll run that for you for free and email it to you. The analysis, the free analysis for Social Security. I'd be more than happy to do that. Give us a call, toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
All right, we're back again. We're going to talk about the final strategy. Before the break, we talked about five key strategies. We're talking today about the six strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income. We talked about reduction of risk, planning for income, not hoping for growth, bonds instead of bond funds, too much money in the bank, and then the importance of having the right Social Security strategy. Now, the final one is the importance of estate planning. You know, so many people spend so much time developing a portfolio, making all the right decisions, but don't have a good estate plan or don't have any estate plan. You know, we do workshops on this every month, a couple a month. You can, again, give us our office a call. We'll tell you when they are. But without the proper estate plan, you can see a portfolio be diminished quickly. Things can go into probate. You wouldn't believe the amount of people that I've talked to that have beneficiary listings and don't have contingent beneficiary listings. I tell everybody when I'm delivering tax returns, I tell them, check your accounts. Make sure you have contingent beneficiary listings on there. If you have a primary, your spouse, and you don't have contingents and you die, that sucker's going into probate. If you don't have a beneficiary deed or warranty deed on your house, it's going into probate. If you don't have a TOD on your bank account, it's going into probate. Now, how can you avoid these things? By setting up TODs, having the proper beneficiary listings, but really by having the proper estate plan. It's something that we have and do through our office. We have a staff attorney, has had 30 years of experience working in estate plans that we work through. This guy would be more than happy to sit down and talk to you 15, 20 minutes off the air about your estate plan, or if you don't have any, he'd be more than happy to talk to you about the importance of having one. No cost, no obligation. Give us a call. But having an estate plan and wrapping things up right at the end is very, very critical. So again, we've talked today about the six strategies for restructuring that portfolio for safety and income. We talked about six of them. Reduction of risk, the importance of income planning, not hoping for growth, bonds and not bond funds, too much money in the bank, how you can be losing money to inflation, the importance of Social Security planning. We talked about there. If you want to get the right strategy that works for you, give our office a call. We'll be more than happy to run these analysis for you that'll tell you the best strategy for you to claim. And then finally, the importance of estate planning. So I'm going to have to call it quits for this segment of the show, but I'm feeling kind of generous today, and I really want to put something back into our listeners' hands. Something that you can get value out of. So today I'm actually giving away a free book. For the first five callers that call in, I can't give endless amounts of free books out, but for the first five callers that call in, there is a book, and you can go on Amazon.com and get it, Return on Principle, written by a guy named David Scranton. Seven core values to help you protect your money in good times and bad. If you give us a call, toll-free, 800-611-1966, we're giving this book away to the first five callers. Check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Again, I appreciate our loyal listeners. I appreciate you listening week after week. So thanks again for listening. We're going to have to sign off for today, but hasta la vista, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at the same time.
The preceding program was sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.